Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 support your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
We're going to record a mukbang one day when we just like eat and talk about wrestling, which is essentially what we do anyways after shows.
Yes, we do. And I think it goes off well. I really do. The soundboard not open for some reason. I got to fix that.
What?
How can we have a show if we don't have a soundboard?
You tell me, genius. Can we?
I mean,
can we?
We could. We definitely have the ability to. I mean,
we have the technology.
Could you drink water without a University of Arizona cup? You could, but do you want to? I don't think you do.
Nah.
Should you?
Could I do the show without a Reese's Pieces cup? I could, but should I? No.
Absolutely not. You shouldn't. I could also wait until we're ready to start recording, but should I? Or should I have already been recording? Or could I? Yes. But instead, I could already be recording because it's what I do. So it's a shit show. So we don't have a real opening for the shit show. So
So
let me ask you this question, Miranda Morales. How are you doing?
As I take a bite out of my Reese's Pieces.
I mean, that should influence your answer.
No, I'm great. I just took a bite out of my second Reese's Pieces cup. I have many Reese's.
Yes.
Left over from Christmas that I'm thoroughly enjoying right now. So I am feeling good.
That's good to hear. That is very, very.
New year, new me.
New year, new you. You know how I'm feeling?
Joke. JK. How you feeling? How you doing?
Fantastic, man. Absolute classic, fantastic man. As we kick things off this week, a very, very special version of the program. It's not the Greg DeMarco show. It's not the hashtag Miranda show. It is the hashtag Miranda and Greg DeMarco super such good shit show.
Show
nine.
Pal.
Pal. It's number then pal. number pal, pal always at the end.
I'll probably get it one day.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I would put money on that. Wow. There's a lot of other things. I mean,
that level the
smart money. The smart money is on you not getting it. The sharps, as they say, would bet on you not picking it up. So different opening this week for that reason, because it's a different show. But as you heard, I mean, we're now, after playing that song, we're now 4 minutes into the broadcast. You know that Miranda is eating a Reese's cup or two.
They're gone now.
Do you eat them both already? You eat them both already.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Show's over. Both Reese's cups are gone now.
So that will do it for this special edition of the Super Such Good Shit Show 9, comma, space, pal.
Pal.
We appreciate you listening. No, we're going to have some fun this week. We're going to dive in. No Patrick O'Dowd this week. Mm-hmm. He's been stricken by the COVID.
No.
He's been stricken. You say that like you don't know. He's been stricken by the COVID.
I didn't know until you just said it.
I literally told you.
I thought you, I misunderstood. I thought he was doing something with the fams.
It's just you and me tonight. Pat has the COVID. There you go. That was my text. So, yeah. Maybe you thought COVID was an acronym for something mm-hmm. else. I don't know. But he does.
You could have just let me give that dramatic performance, too.
You're right.
I sold that.
It was really good. Yeah, okay. Let's do it again. Okay. Let's do it again. Okay. No Patrick O'Dowd this week. Miranda Morales, he has been stricken with the COVID.
No. No. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I know. No. It's insane.
I'm shocked. Shocked, yeah, I tell you. Shocked.
Me too. I was shocked when he told me. I mean, I followed along throughout the day of him trying to find out if he had the COVID. And then when he found out he had the COVID and... As luck, I don't know if luck's the right word, would have it, he's got the COVID. So no Patrick O'Dowd this week. Well, I'm going to do it one more time. You ready? You ready? Watch this screen. So Miranda Morales, no Patrick O'Dowd this week, Miranda Morales, because he's been stricken with the COVID.
My God.
1-9. Got.
He got the 1-9.
Number two.
Patrick 1-9 O'Dowd. Number two.
No, he got number two. No, he 1-9 got him. He's number two. Because he's the second person to ever be on the show after me. And 1-9.
That's the 1-9.
He's stricken. He's now a vegetable.
He got stricken with the 1-9.
He actually, I didn't even tell him. I'm gonna tell everybody he got COVID. So he might get pissed at me. I seriously doubt it. It's not like I dropped his middle name or anything on the show and said it was Eugene or anything like that. I just told you all that.
Nothing like that.
No symptoms right now. Nothing bad. He feels good.
Good.
I'm sure him and the family are figuring out. If you've listened to the show, you know he does the show from the guest room in the basement. So it's probably just where he's going to live for the next. The CDC keeps changing everything. Right now, you're good after like 5 days.
Right.
So probably after an hour and a half, he's probably already good. Depending on how the CDC memes are some of my favorite memes.
Yes, I love right those.
Those are good.
CDC says
that and the Antonio Brown memes. My two favorite, number one, every day's a half day if you
yes!
just go home.
I like that. That's and, my number one. Every day's
and
a
number
half
two,
day.
Number two for me is if fuck this job was a person. I like that. Those are really, really good. He might have problems. He might have issues. Who knows? But and I hope he gets help for it. But damn, that's entertaining. Like, I'm sorry.
Right?
Like, it just is.
Hey,
it really just is.
Already made a highlight of the NFL season.
He is forever in the history books for many reasons. Some of them his on-the-field performances of an actual game performance, and some of them his on-the-field performances of basically his retirement from the National Football League. So thank you, Antonio Brown. You're probably not going to go in the Hall of Fame, even though you had a Hall of Fame career. He might. 5 years is a long time. That's how long it is before he can even be eligible for the Hall of Fame.
You know, things will...
5 years. Three weeks from now, he'll probably be doing talk shows and people laughing about it. So yeah. The world is a crazy, crazy place. This week, we are going to be talking about the world of professional wrestling. And we're going to talk about the whole year. 2021, a year where wrestling companies had to continue down the challenging road of dealing with the very same COVID. Well, not the very same COVID because, you know, now it's Omicron. So
Omicron Percy.
So side note, you know, where this is a Pat McAfee household. We listen to the Pat McAfee show all the time, and my son listens to it, and Pat McAfee refers to it as Omicron. And literally the other day, my son called it Omicron as if that's the actual correct name. And I was like,
have you also heard of the Omarion variant?
That's also what
they call it. Omarion, recording artist. And also, he's responded to tweets of people, you know, tagging him for the Omicron variant. And there's a great tweet by him saying, I'm not a variant, I'm an artist. I'm an artist, not a variant. So
good for him.
He's riding that wave of success. Yeah,
that's like the guy who was mistaken for MMA fighter John Jones because his name is John Jones and it was on social media and has actually turned it into a career like analyzing MMA. So, and yeah, his
impressive.
He's changed his Twitter handle. I think it's now at not John Jones or something like that. But yeah, he like covers it for a certain network. I don't know. But yeah, all because people were tagging him at everything. And he was just like, why am I getting tagged in this stuff? I'm not him. That's how we deal with celebrities. We just assume that as common of a name as John Jones is, no one else can have it because a famous guy has it. But yeah, that's just the way it works. So anyway, we are going to do what we always do. Either at the end of the year, which you would have done, but you know, things get crazy, or the beginning of the year. This is, I realized today too, this is your fourth one of these.
I know.
How crazy is that? This is the fourth one you've ever done. And the fifth one we've ever done.
I don't remember any of them. So that's also.
I know Becky Lynch won like a couple years. The year Becky Lynch won, Patrick got super mad because he felt like her rise was late in the year and she shouldn't have gotten it. But we felt like it was just undeniable. And so, yeah, he got real mad that it wasn't Charlotte Flair. So, yeah, that's that.
LOL, Charlotte didn't win.
Aha, LOL, year. Charlotte lost, motherfucker. Charlotte lost. So we are going to do that the normal way that we always do. And we're going to dive right in. We'll do commercial break in a second and talk about, you know, there's a big sale going on at Pro Wrestling Tees right now. So lots of good stuff. But Miranda Morales, and I was going to pose this question as we start. And I want to start with Man of the Year. Because I'm all about efficiency, and sometimes these shows can take a long time, and I'm all about having the conversations that need to be had and honoring the people that need to be honored. And to take nothing away from, say, a Kenny Omega, from Daniel Bryan Danielson, from Edge, from Bobby Lashley, from any number of people, even from Josh Alexander and Alexander Hammerstone and those who have had an amazing 2021. Okay. Shingo Takagi, just so many great performers that deserve to be honored in 2021. Can anyone really make an argument against my, yours, and everybody's tribal chief, the head of the table, Roman Reigns?
No.
You just can't.
That's a no. Yeah. And I love the acknowledgement of, you know, champions around the world, you know, figures of that have really grew in their careers in 2021. But it's undeniable, really, the year that Roman Reigns had, the growth of his character, this really cementing it.
Yeah.
And I just think no one will match in years, the year that Roman Reigns had.
Years. It's an all-time year.
Acknowledge me.
Like you just, and it'd be silly. Like we'd be just doing it to do it. And man, we don't want to insult the intelligence of our listeners. We don't want to do any of that stuff. To me, it just makes sense. Like it's Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
It's not Samoa Joe. It's a Samoan named Joe. It's Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's commonly common confusion. and yeah, I think the acknowledgement again of you know, I think who would have been a maybe not arguing maybe first, who would be a close second? Maybe
you know, it's funny. Argument. It's a great question, and it's weird because Because then you get into, like, Bobby Lashley had a great first half of the year, right?
Yes.
And he beat Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania, which few called. And you look at Big E, who had a great second half of the year. Mm-hmm. As much as I don't prefer him as a performer, Kenny Omega had a fantastic 2021. Daniel Bryan Danielson main evented WrestleMania and is arguably the most over and popular and best performer in AEW now. And that's, you look at that. We talked about Josh Alexander going from the, you know, X Division champion, cashing in option C, which is one of my favorite things ever, becoming the Impact World Champion, losing it immediately, but now having the match with Minoru Suzuki and still being on top of the world. You could even look at a Jonathan Gresham who has taken Ring of Honor, you know, at the end of the day, we might be able to call it from the ashes and put it on his shoulders, and maybe he'll be a 2022 argument for that reason. There's just so many great performers. I mentioned Alex Hammerstone, who with MLW has just been undefeated since, I don't know, the 1920s at this point.
Right, and, like since it began as a company, I feel like
won the Openweight Championship, went undefeated. They came back. He's now the MLW, you know, heavyweight champion. All of that. We look at even someone like Moose in Impact Wrestling. I mentioned Shingo Takagi, but again, second half of the year for him as well. So it's just hard. Like, I don't think anyone has consistently had the 365 days that Roman Reigns had.
No. And not just the consistency, but the domination of it. You know, all of the competitors that he faced, the way that the company positioned him, all of it. It is that, you know, tackling some of the greats in wrestling and pretty much beating everyone that was positioned in front of him, you know, and really cementing who Roman Reigns is now, the person that I truly believe the company knew he could be, but now the fans know he could be and who he is, and everything finally clicking, even though that happened a bit too in 2020, really that happening in 2021.
Yeah. With 2020, 2021. I mean, he, in 2021, he just did it for the whole year, literally the entire year from the jump through, you know, the Royal Rumble match with Kevin Owens and his WrestleMania performance where he said he was going to smash him, stack him, and pin him. And that's literally what he did. He literally smashed him, stacked him on top of each other, and pinned him. Through the John Cena feud with probably one of the greatest promos in the history of wrestling, if we were doing a promo show, I would play his missionary position promo. Like, it was just that good. And all the back and forth with Paul Heyman and the Mafia-style storyline that continues to this day. It's all just classic. And he's literally, I talked about it on the show, like when I talked to, you know, one of my sources, whatever we want to talk about, all Fox cares about is Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. Like, they literally look at the draft. Like, they traded everyone away. Edge, Rollins, they could have had Becky. No, they all went over to Raw. And what do they have? They have Roman Reigns and they have Charlotte Flair on the SmackDown. And that's all you need. Yeah. The SmackDown. Well,
and you bring up also some names we haven't talked about, maybe not as close as, you know, in number two, but also really big years. That's Edge coming back again. And the one and only CM Punk finally making his return to pro wrestling, you know.
But again, that was in August. Yes. So it's like it's monumental. And I'm not here to knock it, but and all he's really done is had some matches. Now he's kind of got a storyline going.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that too is also where Roman's having, again, consistency in storyline and positioning. I think with CM Punk, it was a flash in the pan, more in reaction, you know. Like, I do remember that day and that night and that moment, people crowding around their phones to watch him, you know. And that was one of the craziest moments I've seen in a long time in wrestling, where people were crowding around their phones on YouTube, live streaming his return and how excited people were. And I feel like that in and of itself, you know, is a recognition of, you know, his popularity of AEW doing something that we didn't think was going to happen. And, but again, also with Edge, you know, he had such a big return in 2020, was out in injury, now back and still performing at a top caliber.
He won the Royal Rumble from number one and main evented WrestleMania and had a hell of a program, amazing program with Seth Rollins, brought back the Brood entrance at SummerSlam, Hell in a Cell at Crown Jewel, which if we were talking about events of the year, I'd call Crown Jewel the best event of the year and people would hate me for it only because of where it was located. Put it in you know, Staples Center, Chicago, wherever. It's one of the best shows of the decade. But it was in Saudi Arabia, so everybody hates it. It's where Bill Goldberg had his best match ever in a WWE ring. So it's all, you know, with Bobby Lashley, a guy that we talked about. Seth Rollins. If 2021 had an unsung hero, it'd be Seth Rollins. Like, put tons of people over throughout the year, but man, probably the best year of his career in terms of performances.
Oh yeah, and again too, he's now someone who has evolved, and he's so comfortable in his skin. Yeah, and he's just like a Teflon. Anything that happens, he can just kind of rolls off in only the best ways. And seeing this kind of new version of Seth is exactly why he's going to have a long career in the WWE. You know, all the little tweaks that he does, and it's still annoying as all hell, but still people watch him. They gravitate towards him because he's charismatic and has such a strong personality. I think that it's really interesting now to see, again, how far people like Roman, people like Seth, and even, you know, Jon Moxley, we talk about the Shield. Everyone's gone their own different ways. But when you think about who's, you know, with the most charisma and attitude, somewhat of a surprise that it's Seth and has been Seth, but only in the best ways. But I agree, an unsung hero, someone who you could plop anywhere, is completely 100% adaptable and goes with the flow. And that in and of itself is a priceless aspect of working for the WWE, and will continue. He's going to be invaluable for that company for years to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, at the end of the day, the tribal chief, the head of the table is definitely Roman Reigns. And when Patrick O'Dowd called me, and I think rarely would he call me during the workday. I mean, the workday is the workday. I think you and I have spoken like twice during a workday. It's just, you know, we're working. It's life, right? But he calls me because, you know, he's got the COVID. Like I think I said in the other text message, pretty sure I knew about it before his wife did. I hope she's not listening. Whatever. She's probably not listening. No, she's not listening.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Then we're fine. Then nobody knows. Except you, me, and all of our friends on the internet.
He'll listen, and then he'll like send me a text message disputing that, which is fine. And then I won't acknowledge it later because he'll forget. But what matters most is that he gets better. But even he, when he called me, he was just like, I'm putting in my vote now for Roman Reigns for Man of the Year. I'm like, no shit. Like, and I told him, I was like, here's what I was going to do, and I'm still doing it because it just doesn't make sense. And one year we did these three categories, and we spent like an hour on the first one, and I was like, oh crap, we're going to be here for a day and a half. So we don't want to do that. But officially, the 2021 Man of the Year is none other than the head of the table, the tribal chief, the WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. Miranda Morales, at the hashtag Miranda on your social media. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. No Twitter. Twitterless heroin. You can follow me at Chairshot Greg, of course. The website at Chairshot Media. It says chairshot.com. That's where this show and all of the shows are located at. You can even follow Patrick O'Dowd at Wrestling Realist. WrestlingRealist. Realist. Go do that while you're listening to this upcoming commercial break. But Miranda, we can't just go to commercial. We don't do that.
Can't just go. What kind of shop do you think we guys run here? That we run. What do you?
We guys. I love
the we guys.
We guys. What's we guys doing?
But yes, what kind of operation do you think we run around here? And not, you know. Outside of my sloppy semi-introduction, Greg, you are correct. We can't just go to commercial break. I'm going to need you to do me a favor and wind it up.
It's time!
Yes, it is indeed time for you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt today. And as Greg mentioned, if you visit prowrestlingtees.com now until January 6th, you can get 20% off your order with the promo code New Year. And that means you can save a little bit of money and look super stylish in your chair shot t-shirt. Yes, if you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, you're going to find a variety of t-shirts all in support of thechairshot.com. That includes multiple always use your head t-shirts, as well as t-shirts supporting various chair shot radio shows like Bandwagon Nerds, the Queen of Soft Style shirt as well. A winner is you. And of course, Everybody Hates Greg. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Use your promo code New Year to get 20% off your order. That means you can order your t-shirt in soft style. Yes, all t-shirts come in the option of soft style and still save money. So what are you waiting for? Why don't you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and get your t-shirt today? $19.99 coupon code for 20% off. New year just for you. Go get it now at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. That is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So we are back from our commercial break. Promo code. It's just your read was fantastic. I loved it.
Trying something a little different.
Hey, that's what we got to do. That's yes. Why, you know, we jumped right in this week and then did, you know, the social media handles and all that right before the commercial. Ain't got to do it the same way every time. It's all good. It's all good. Keep people interested.
New year, new us.
So we are going to, as we move through our of the year, we did Man of the Year, Roman Reigns, obviously, and now we are going to do the Team of the Year. And this one is always fun because it can be two, it can be three, it can be more than that, it can be a stable, whatever it may be. Team of the Year is kind of wide open as they were. So what I want to do is go through and just collect a few nominees for the Team of the Year, and then we'll discuss it. So, Miranda Morales, any ideas on your end of who should be the Team of the Year for 2021?
I know that's a good question. As you mentioned, could be a tag team, could be a trio. Does that include stables?
I mean, we had the Undisputed Era as one Team of the Year before. But the Usos have won Team of the Year before. I think we even picked the Elite one year to be Team of the Year. Shocking, I know, for those of you listening and hearing my and others' opinions.
I know Greg died a little bit inside that day.
Maybe. But I still willingly did it. So yeah, it's basically, yes. It can be a stable. It can be any of that.
Okay. I'm just teasing. You know, I'm going to go with a team that formed this year and has been pretty successful. Also,
I know.
Patrick is not.
I already know what you're going to do.
Yes, you already know.
Three letters.
And I didn't have to. You didn't even.
Two letters in a word.
Yeah, two letters in a word, two names together. Especially since Patrick O'Dowd is not here. Just going to say it. RK Bro.
Yep, RK Bro. Great nomination. Great nominee as well. I do believe they're a good option and a good one to have on the agenda. So I do like RK Bro being in the conversation. I will stick with the same area. So what's weird is my nominee is a stable, but this stable doesn't wrestle on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
But this stable has won tag team titles.
Yep.
They've won Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. They've won King of the Ring. And they've won the WWE Championship all in the same year. And so my nominees for my first nominee for Team of the Year is the New Day.
Yep.
For those reasons.
One but a few teams that, yeah, when they're not together, they're still.
So it's like.
But they're still, I mean, still iterations.
Am I skating by on a technicality when Big E was separate from them a lot? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Big E, I mean, singles match at WrestleMania. Yeah, he lost, but he lost because of interference. Mm-hmm. New Day worked as a tag in WrestleMania and basically got squashed. Like, there's a lot to look at there. But then Xavier Woods became King of the Ring. Big E became WWE champion. And you know, here we are today. And Big E's one of the top stars in the company now. So it's, yeah, New Day is definitely.
I feel like the New Day is one of those groups. I mean, they'll never break up. And as
I really
as
hope
as
not.
They,
it just wouldn't make sense.
Right. And as much as they are on their own paths, they still feel like the New Day. And so yeah. I don't know if the New Day is never, I mean, they're, you know, we have Xavier and Kofi now as a team. Before, we've had Big E and Xavier, you know, and Kofi's done his own thing too. And it always was the New Day. So I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like it's not necessarily a technicality. I just feel like the New Day is such a unique team where they can conquer and divide.
Yeah. Like when Big E's wrestling on Raw.
Yeah.
Divide and conquer, conquer and divide, yes. Same thing. When Big E's wrestling on Raw, you don't look at him as not a member of New Day. You look at him as a member of New Day, even today. Mm-hmm. When you know, Xavier Woods was going through the King of the Ring tournament and he was by himself and Kofi was injured, he was still part of the New Day. Like just mm-hmm. to always be. If they were going to break up, I think it already would have happened, to be honest with you. With Big E being separate from them for 2 years now. Like, there's two state drafts, they've been split up. And here we are, they're still together. So
when I think that usually when a team breaks up, it's to initiate kind of a longer storyline or mm-hmm. dissension between that for a storyline or feud purpose. And you don't need that with the New Day. Mm-hmm. I think that there's enough competition within the WWE. There's enough competitors and there's enough for them to do where they can not be actively working together or regularly working together. And they're still their own people too. And I do feel like this year really set that tone, especially for Big E and for Xavier. You know, it felt like, 2019, 2020 was very much, you know, cementing Kofi. And really 2019 was cementing Kofi. This year we got more of the individualized success of Xavier and Big E. And I think that's the beauty. And one of the rare things when you have a team like them is that they can individually be successful, still be successful as a team, still have their own identities, still have their own individual feuds and come together when needed.
Yeah, definitely 100%. And I agree with that. And that's why, do I think I'm putting him in there's a little bit of a technicality? Probably, but they're still a team. They're still a unit. Anyone else that you would put on the list?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about them winning already previously, but it's the Usos, you mm-hmm. know, the bloodline, and maybe just the bloodline as a whole trio. If we want to, you know, talk about technicalities, mm-hmm. technically the bloodline is a faction.
Just like New Day. Yeah.
Just like New Day. So, yeah, yeah. I mean, and and like, and that too, I mean, the Usos have had such of a successful turn in, as, you know, with the bloodline, even the storylines that were carried with Jimmy and Jay and eventually how everything came together to formally form
yeah.
the bloodline. Still one of the best tag teams in all of pro wrestling, especially in the WWE. And
historically.
But again, now under the guise of the bloodline, just that much, the history is richer. Their characters and persona are that much kind of darker, and just a new spin on mm-hmm. who the Usos are. And it's led to success and gold and mm-hmm. wins.
And I mean, and even before Jimmy came back, we had main event Jey Uso, and he was involved in the WrestleMania storylines, and he won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Like, he was elevated as a singles competitor. Thought at one point maybe he could be in line for an Intercontinental Championship run. He wasn't, but that was something that I definitely saw as a possibility, and could have happened with Jey Uso. And then when Jimmy came back, they teased the issues and all of that between everybody, but then they became a solidified unit and told the story of being a unit. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. you know, a huge part of everything that we have on there. I won't get into comparisons yet. I don't know if it's really hard for me to put anyone else on there. And I even thought about, like, you know, until they lost, MSK was on, like they came in and mm-hmm. won the Dusty Classic at the beginning of the year. Like, yeah. like it seems like 3 years ago, because, you know, we had Yellow Ropes and Heavy Metal back then.
It was NXT. A different NXT.
And before it was, you know, Down Home South or whatever. And now we've got, you know, MSK coming back again, and you know, they found their shaman in, you know, half of RK-Bro and Matt Riddle, and having all of that, like, they had a hell of a run before losing to Imperium the way they did. And there's just so much out there that's possible for a team like that. But I don't know if I could put them over these.
Yeah, I mean, the other team that I kind of came up, and this was more, again, a segmented moment, but it would be the Lucha Bros. Yeah. Because I feel like they finally found their footing in AEW and had, you know, that big feud with, you know, the Young Bucks, and won the AEW tag titles. And it finally felt like they were being utilized in the best way, you know, as a tag team, and that the focus was able to shift away from the Young Bucks for a while. And I just felt like things really came together for the Lucha Bros. But again, it was only in a segment of time, really the second half of the year, not so much in the beginning. So it's almost the same argument where, you know, there was not enough of consistency. But I feel like as tag teams in AEW, they were the most, outside of the Young Bucks, the most successful and consistent.
I definitely think there's an argument there. I really do. It's funny, like, and maybe it's because we're talking about New Day. As soon as I heard Lucha Bros, all I could think about was Lucha Booties. And that's years ago, and they're not even a thing anymore. But it's, yeah, I definitely think the Lucha Bros. And it's funny because I would love to be like, oh, I want to put FTR on the list because they're my favorite tag team. But they didn't have the year. Mm-hmm. You know, they just didn't. The problem with AEW's booking is it's really hard to put somebody in that category because they didn't consistently book anybody.
Yeah, I think exactly. It's almost like just a rotating – door, you know?
And like, I wasn't even 100% sure they were the tag team champions right now, as you were talking about them. So,
yes, yes. Well, know, that, because they lost the AAA tag team titles right. to FTR, so the FTR, and I got that confused at one point because that doesn't make sense when you say it out loud. Like, the FTR is the AAA tag team champions,
right. and the Lucha Bros
are the AEW? Like, are you sure you're not mixing that up?
That's going back to WrestleMania 16 when Billy Gunn was a hardcore champion and the Road Dogg was Intercontinental champion, and they just offered to trade him with each other because it didn't make sense. But there we were. I agree with you fully. And yeah, I just, it is weird. That is that.
Even, you know, the brand warfare, not the brand, but the faction warfare between the Pinnacle and,
And
the Inner Circle. You know, I feel like, especially towards the beginning of the year, that was super hot. But then they segmented off into too many feuds. I feel like the long-term story-wise, there's only, you know, two or three stories in the entirety of in the whole company's history that focuses on long-term storytelling.
Yeah.
Everything else is a little bit more, you know, quick, get your few done in a few weeks, on to the next. And sometimes that makes it really challenging to get invested in people. Granted, it is a way to get through your entire roster, which they have a huge ass roster. So maybe it's out of necessity. But I think that that's also what makes it challenging when you think about someone's year fully, is that they have the, you know, the highs and lows, which are natural. But that, you know, when the momentum's gone, it's gone. Or it gets shifted into another place. And so you just don't feel that same investment. You know, I think the fan base is not following the wrestlers, is not following the stories because the stories aren't long enough to feel tied to.
Right. You know who else I put on the list? And even though they suffer from the same longevity issue where their year was great at the end, but in the beginning it was, you know, from kind of not there to non-existent, but I just feel like I need to put them on the list. It's currently known as the Inspiration.
Ooh.
Like, I feel the need.
Very, yes. Yes. It's a very good point. Because I think, you know, they did take some time, you know, once they were both released, but it felt like only the natural choice once they were both gone to go to Impact, the only place where they could truly be a tag team and be tag team champions and become the first, you know, ever team to win both the WWE Women's Tag Team titles and the Impact Knockouts tag team titles. And I, you know,
and,
just
and might be the Impact, only team to ever do it, like, in all
and
honesty.
Maybe the only, yeah, maybe, yeah. And even then, but I just feel like it's such a more organic fit for them. They just fit the style and the personality and the humor of Impact. And they did such kind of a rare thing as a women's tag team. You know, they've really redefined it. They have made it their own, and they have made it into something that is so deeply rooted in tag, like in the history of tag teams. You know, it's something that just in women's wrestling, you haven't really had the chance to explore women's tag team wrestling. But when you think about the classics and when you think about just core tag teams, you look at the Inspiration and you could see a lot of those similarities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a team, they are a unit. And that's why, and I don't know if we've ever had even a discussion about, we've probably had them as a discussion before in this category in the past. And if not, we should have. But it's definitely, you know, for me, I think they deserve to be on the list. So we've got RK-Bro. We have the New Day. We have the Bloodline. We have the Lucha Bros. We have the Inspiration. I'm going to make a quick point between the Bloodline and the New Day, which, you know, is a match I could watch a million times and be entertained a million times. To me, the New Day achieved success separately, but not because of any one person on the team. So Kofi didn't, you know, Big E and Xavier Woods didn't have their success because of Kofi and him being a former world champion. I don't know that Jimmy and Jay would be in the position they're in if not for our man of the year and tribal chief, Roman Reigns. And while that's still part of the unit and part of the conversation, to me, I would have a hard time picking them over, say, a New Day for that reason.
Yeah. Such a good point. But it's like you're comparing apples and oranges in a you way. Are. It's just but different team structures.
General, right? That's what we are in general. And we got to pick what
this is so hard.
We like best. Like even RK-Bro.
But yeah.
I love RK-Bro. But did they do it the whole year? Obviously not.
No.
Because they started over the summer. Mean, so, but they're still together. I don't think anybody expected them to still be together at this point. Either.
Yeah. And still be as good and as popular as they
and
are.
And gelling well as a team. And they even got the pop-up RKO and everything that they're doing now. And they do such a great job of selling that everything they do that works together is almost like a discovery. Every time, like the pop-up RKO, like they did it. And then Randy Orton's like, wow, that was a great idea. Like as if they didn't, you know, as if that wasn't planned. But it just works with their team. And honestly, it's because of Matt Riddle. The whole reason that team works is because of Matt Riddle.
Yes. You know, I feel like the bond that Matt Riddle and Randy Orton have is very much like some of the friendships that I've had where I've been the Matt Riddle and they're just kind of like, right. I don't know if I like you or I don't know if I will like you. And then they like you and then it's like, okay, this will actually work. And Randy has come out and said that as someone who was kind of not so keen on Matt Riddle, once they got an understanding of each other, they flowed really well. And so it's just, you know, granted, I know there's beyond lots of additional issues and controversies, you know, with both men in many different ways, but it's kind of one of the more interesting highlights of in this moment of time, two people coming together and it being success. And then when they break up, which they will, they'll go their own ways, but they'll have kind of this moment in time where everything clicked, which is to me almost more of the magic than any of the other teams listed, which is kind of crazy to say, but it is one of those odd pairing couples that have one of the best ones that have worked in a long time.
So I'm going to table RK-Bro and New Day right now. I'm going to ask you this question. Do you feel as though you could argue Lucha Bros or Inspiration over either New Day or RK-Bro?
No.
Do you think you could argue Bloodline over either?
No.
Okay. I think they're closer. I really do. Because of the achievements that they've had and the longevity of the year, I do think the Roman factor almost hurts them for a team-based award.
Yes.
But he won the man of the year. So, and without even ever being a discussion point. So we are really down to RK-Bro and New Day, which were the first two teams that we thought about. And I think that those were the obvious choices. I really like – so let's do this, okay? You pitched – RK-Bro. I pitched New Day. So I'm going to tell you why I really like RK-Bro. I'm going to bust out a Miranda Rights, sort of. And I'm going to tell you why I really Miranda like. Rights. What's that?
Is it like, but it's like a reverse Miranda Rights.
It kind of is. It's a two-way street Miranda Rights. Two ways.
And I just going to ask, did Pat say anything? Like, are we just not?
He really didn't.
He only
chimed in about Roman, and then he did chime in about Woman of the Year a little bit. I'll explain it when we get there during part two of the shenanigans.
I'm surprised he did not say anything about Tag Team of the Year like that.
There's some irony there. Yes, there is definitely some irony there.
Go buy your hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling t-shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
And save money how?
Using the promo code NewYear.
I interrupted you. What's the promo code?
New year.
New year. Save 20% off your order. Yes. And get it in soft style because that's the only way to go. So I agree with you. You would think that he would have chimed in, but he did not. And he did. I'll explain the women's chime in that he had when we get there during part two of this fiasco, as I said. So I'm going to tell you why I like RK-Bro, and then I want you to tell us why you like the New Day. That's where we're going. And we could be restating things that the other has said. That's totally fine because I'm going to start there as well. To me, the biggest reason why I like RK-Bro is the magic that you talked about. there is just something special about their partnership. WWE is famous or infamous, depending on your perspective, for makeshift tag teams. But if we were to sit here and make a list, a top 10 list of makeshift tag teams, they're probably in the top five already. Mm-hmm. And they've only been together for like 7 or 8 months. Because they're so damn entertaining, and because they are a great tag team. It's hard to think of them as a tag team, but if they busted on the scene together, they would just be viewed as one of the best tag teams in the world. But they're not, because it's Riddle and Orton. It's Matt Riddle and Randy Orton, and they have their own separate personalities. And outside of everybody knowing that they're both stoners, even if it's not part of Randy Orton's character, there's really no similarities, but it works. And it works so well. And Randy Orton's at a point in his career where you can tell he's having fun and you can tell he enjoys it. And even recently, like, he teases the RKO on Riddle. Like, and we all know it's coming, right? We all know we're probably going to get Riddle versus Orton at WrestleMania. And Riddle's probably going to be the bad guy. Like we can all kind of just see where that's headed and how it's going to happen. And we're here for, I'm here for it, because it's going to eventually elevate Matt Riddle, which is the design of it. But the team has probably lasted longer than it was initially planned to last. And It's because of that magic that you talked about. And I'm not upset that they're holding tag team titles over established tag teams. I'm not upset that they, you know, had this whole RK Bronoman and then they win over, you know, the Street Profits. I'm not upset about any of that stuff, because they work so well together. So to me, I hate the phrase makeshift tag team, because the Bar was a makeshift tag team and they went down in history. And this whole feud with Cesaro and Sheamus and Ridge Holland and everywhere else, I'm just waiting for Cesaro and Sheamus to reunite at some point. Like that's just what I'm doing.
Yes.
Because it's Bar coming. And they were so good. And I do believe it's coming. Like you said, maybe the whole unit will come together. And hell, throw Ricochet in there too, because he was great in the match. I just RK-Bro to me is a great tag team, and I do believe there's just something magic there that you can't teach. No producer put that together. No writer put that together. That's just the way they have gelled and the way they are. And if I had to credit anybody, I would credit Matt Riddle. So to me, the magic is why I can support RK-Bro. Why can you support the New Day?
Yeah. I mean, we talk about the term the Freebird Rule, which was originated, of course, by the Fabulous Freebirds, and, you know, the concept of having a title that rotate throughout a trio. But I feel like we've now come to a point with the New Day where eventually it's going to be called the New Day Rule. And the New Day has really redefined what being a team means. And as we talked about earlier, having success as individual wrestlers, but also being able to come together at really a drop of a hat and still having that association with the New Day, not ever having a formal breakup, being on separate brands, but that happening a bit out of necessity in order to have the world title run that Big E had, in order for Xavier Woods to become King of the Ring. It's one of those things that essentially, you know, these team members need to have time away from each other in order to be able to have that individual success, but also still have the opportunity to be a team. You still had the New Day as tag team champions during 2021. So they still had success when they were together on the same brand. But I just think that having the ability to really ebb and flow in and out of storyline and matches as a trio, as a tag team, as a singles competitor is a really rare form now for teams in pro wrestling, period. And again, they haven't broken up. There's no need for them to break up. They probably will never break up. And even if they all individually go their own way for a period of time in their own feuds and their own matches, they're never not going to be the New Day. And I don't think you could say that about any other team in all of pro wrestling.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. It's really interesting to me, because what we're talking about is two singles wrestlers mm-hmm. who have come together to form a great tag team, and a great unit who has gone off and had three separate singles successes. and literally the opposites of each other, but here we are up for the same award. So what I'm going to do is jump into commercial break number two. Now we come back and we will pick the team of the year, and then we will wrap things up and head on off to part two of this here hashtag Miranda and Greg DeMarco. Super such good shit show. Number nine, pal.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where's the commercial? There it is.
Bow, bow, bow.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, we are back. We're going to wrap things up here by picking who we think should be the winners of Team of the Year. As a reminder, part two of this show, this airs in the normal spot of the Greg DeMarco show. Part two will air in the normal spot of the hashtag Miranda show, where we will pick Woman of the Year. I have another topic to discuss as well. We will do that all for you. Same time, same location, just different spin that we haven't done in a good little bit. So shit show it is. As a reminder, if you just tuned in, which is really hard to do because it's a podcast, so I don't know why I'm even doing it, but...
Why are you jumping in the middle?
Patrick O'Dowd.
Unless he literally...
Patrick O'Dowd, again, stricken with the COVID. He will be A-OK.
The 1-9. Getting that Rona.
Got the Rona. Rona has rolled through, and he'll be good to go. Literally got his positive result today. And he's like I said, feeling good, barely any symptoms whatsoever, and he'll be A-okay. Don't you worry about that. So, RK Bro in the New Day are our quote unquote finalists for Team of the Year. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm not doing this to make things easier or whatever, but I would actually like to argue in support of RK Bro, and the reason why is simple. Because at the end of the day, what they have accomplished, I think both units have amazing accomplishments. They really do. But what RK-Bro has accomplished, they've accomplished as a team. And this award is called Team of the Year. And while New Day has gone out and achieved single success representing their team, wearing the New Day badge proudly in everything that they have done, celebrating with their New Day friends every step of the way, to me, RK-Bro better meets the definition of tag team success or team-oriented success in 2021, and that is what this is all about. So that's why I say it can and probably should go to your key nominees of RK-Bro.
I mean, I'm right. I know it.
Would make you right, yes. Yes,
so,
it would.
Yes. I agree. No, I think that it goes back to kind of what we are defining as a team, and really the, as you talked about before the break, kind of the polar opposite of key points to the New Day versus RK-Bro. But when it comes down to it, if you're thinking about a team who's had kind of, you know, a lot of growth and success and championship gold, RK-Bro is hard to beat.
And here's the thing. I don't mind acquiescing to nothing because in January of 2020, I got Adam Cole as the Man of the Year and Undisputed Era's Team of the Year. So I'm good forever.
Yeah. Basically. Well, because that's... I mean, who knows when we talk about 2022?
You never
mark
know.
It on the calendars, you know.
Yes.
Will we but get that
whatever
back?
Whatever the hell they call themselves, you just never know. That's a whole topic for another show.
Another show for another day at another time.
But I'm going to feed that to you even for a possible hashtag Miranda show. I ain't mad at it at all.
Yeah.
Even though if you go back and listen to the show where we talked about Adam Cole going to AEW, dude, Greg was pissed. Okay. Greg ain't pissed anymore. Not at all.
New year, new you. Wow, that's some growth.
It's been the same me. It's just different things. Applying it to different things. And this is applying it to this one. You know I don't mind changing my mind. I'm not above changing my mind. But I really do believe RK-Bro is the better option for Team of the Year. And don't at me, all of you haters out there. I don't care. But that is where we're at. So again, part two of this will be airing later tonight. Just to recap, we did select Roman Reigns rather easily. With all respect to all the great people who have had solo performances, all the male performers out there who have had amazing performances in 2021, you all deserve a big pat on the back. But you're just a step or more behind the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns, and that's why he was the easy pick for Man of the Year. Team of the Year, we had a lot more discussion, but I really do like what we came up with. You know, we did have the inspiration, the Lucha Bros, the Bloodline, and the New Day, but at the end of the day, RK-Bro separating themselves from the pack based on the chemistry, the magic, and achieving the great tag team success that they achieved while still maintaining who they are. So I am fully on board with that. Like I said earlier, you can follow Miranda Morales at the hashtag Miranda. That is on Facebook. That is on Instagram. But that is not on Twitter because she is the Twitterless heroine herself. You can follow me at Chairshot Greg. You can even follow Patrick O'Dowd at Wrestling Realist, WRESTLNG. REALIST. There's no I in wrestling, but there is one in Realist, and there is one in Patrick, and there is one in COVID, which is why Patrick O'Dowd is not on this program this week. You can also follow the website at Chairshot Media because it is thechairshot.com, where we remind you to do a lot of things, but one of the biggest things that we're going to remind you to do is always use your head. I can't even find the soundbite now. I feel like some things got moved, but I know they didn't. It's just been too long since we've done a damn show. And now, all of a sudden, Greg you can't messy. Find anything.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
So tune into that. We've got a lot of great things coming up. I know it was talked about on last week's edition of the DWI podcast, but Pod is War will be returning to the Chairshot Radio Network this week. Look for that coming up on Friday morning. Of course, tomorrow is Thursday. You got your three-man weave. You've got your Badlands, Wrestling's What If, and so much more. So tune in to those programs tomorrow. And of course, next week, we'll be back to your regularly scheduled programming. I would presume Patrick O'Dowd will be with us on the Greg DeMarco Show. And of course, Miranda Morales and myself together on the hashtag Miranda Show. But Miranda Morales, this is the shit show. And when we end the shit show, we don't end the shit show with one reminder. We end the shit show with two reminders because this is a two-person band. It is those the hashtag reminders. Miranda and Greg DeMarco super such good shit show nine pal show. Part one. So we're going to give two reminders. Miranda Morales, first reminder is
to always keep it soft style
and always use your head. Stick around for part two coming up later today. We'll see you then.
Part two.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
Hey.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.